and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Mark Zuckerberg is testifying in front of Congress today. And that all stems from the fact that there's 2.2 billion Facebook users out there and 87 million users have had their information compromised, we're learning, and you're going to be notified of that over the next couple days.
They, like, shared it or sold it or something. Like, I'm still confused about exactly what happened and how I did it, but, I mean, they shared our stuff with that. So you're going to be getting newsfeed on that. Mark Zuckerberg, you know it's serious when he's wearing a suit. He's wearing a suit today, Anna.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He even wore a suit yesterday.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So from what we understand, over the next couple days, on your Facebook feed, there's going to be, like, a notification that pops up either on your left side or your right side. And if you're on one side, you're safe. If you're on the other side, you're not safe. And it'll tell you in the notification whether your information was one of the people that was given to.
Turns out that we've already got the information on the two of us, and neither of us are safe.
Sadly, our information was both compromised. Mm-hmm. And Raven, I have, oddly, your information. It says everything about you, and it says your your most visited websites.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
The Connecticut arrest database, but you search yourself. So weird.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we should all know where we stand. I mean, nowadays in the age of credit monitoring and stuff like that, there are services for a reason.
Terriers of Instagram.
I mean, that
you
makes
follow
sense.
Them?
Very handsome and funny loving terriers doing fun loving things.
Raven, this information says that you spent a lot of time on Teen Mom 2 fan fiction.
That doesn't make any sense at all. That is a total lie and fabrication.
Is it?
It's totally a lie and fabrication. Everybody knows that Teen Mom OG is the show to watch nowadays anyways.
Uh-huh.
I mean, seriously, it hasn't been good in years.
This Facebook hack information also says that you spend a remarkable amount of time playing solitaire between 5:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. every weekday morning.
You know that I don't even know how to play solitaire.
I see you with your face buried in your computer saying you're quote-unquote working.
Don't even know how to play it.
I think you're not telling...
Never be accused of that. Don't know how to play it.
Are you being honest? Right. It also says you've confirmed your attendance at the Connecticut Redneck Tag Sale.
Well, I mean, this is a fantastic site. If you want to buy old lawnmowers, okay, or maybe a quad or something like that, I mean, this is where you go, all right? Everybody's very pale, and they are ready to sell these items to you and maybe go fishing after,
okay?
Something like that. I mean, we've got plenty of time to do that stuff.
Whatever makes you happy.
I've got your list over here.
Oh, boy.
It's very flattering,
I think.
Oh,
gosh, I'm embarrassed already.
How about the fact that Anna Googled herself 37 times in the past 24 hours?
Well, at least it's not the Connecticut arrest database.
I mean, you Googled yourself.
I just got to make sure everything's cool.
What are you trying to figure out? This could be insightful. Your number one keyword search is photo thin angle. Wow.
Well, I mean,
what is that angle, by the way?
You hold the camera up high, you tilt it down so you don't get a double chin. Not that I've done tons of research or anything. But
And explain to me, what is the Instagram DILFs of Disney World?
I've never been to that Instagram.
Really? Because it says that you have been to it many, many, many times and that you follow it and that you are flicking through it virtually every day.
Listen, I don't actually look or follow them, but I will say that it's very hot dads that are at Disney World with their kids and a lot of them are wearing tank tops and they have a lot of muscles.
Oh, are you hearing this, Paul?
Oh, boy.